tuning in to episode 270 of Your Overseas Connection, the official podcast of the G4TE.com community. That is Gaming for the Elderly. Today is May 23rd, 2014, and we are finally recording our podcast. On the show this week, we have Mr. Robin Tate. Unmute, Robin.
Good almighty. Good evening, everybody. It's been a challenge. We started yesterday, and now it's tomorrow.
You're a fucking challenge, mate. Never mind. What's happened to this fucking podcast?
Unfortunately, I'm glad that I can't see you with your pants in your head. But yes, good evening. I'm glad to be here again. And thank God you can't see us all now. But here we go.
Yes. So for the listeners, as we introduce everybody else, just understand, we attempted a Google Plus Hangout. We were going to air the video, do it live, all that good crap. And it was a train wreck. Literally a train wreck. So we abandoned ship. We have gone back to the old format, which again proved to be problematic. So if this podcast reaches you, it is a small miracle. Also on the show this week, looking quite happy at the moment, Mr. Richard Primrose.
I wouldn't say happy. Far from it, Gregors.
Well, you know, what would be, you know, the show wouldn't be the same if it didn't start late and just have all kinds of issues, right? Right.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yes. I've been practicing all week with my ears and, yeah, so we've got plenty of them coming. How is everybody? What's been going on?
It's craziness. It's craziness. 'Cause you know what? We also have Mike Chin on the show.
Okay, just to prove, I just want to prove something now, that we all can see each other. This is the first time I've done a podcast like this where I can see Greg and Rich and Robin. I just want to, you can't tell people what I'm going to show you, but you got to just look at this, right?
Holy crap.
Now, for the listeners, that's just to prove that we are actually doing this on video. You'll never know what I just showed them. But there you go. So how are you, Greg?
Tweets to OC_podcast and we
hold
might
on a second. How the hell did that prove anything to anybody?
It was just a chance for me to show you a funny picture. You know.
She has put on a bit of weight. She's not doing the ballet any longer, no.
So yeah, this is weird that I can see you and now you can see that I'm growing my hair again, Greg. And I'm in the weird shit stage where you just sort of look like a hobo or a member of the mafia, you know. So
you've always kind of looked like a hobo.
Oh shit!
You are not. You, just to let you know, Robin, like we can't hear you do that.
Right.
I'm muted.
No, yeah. You're not muted.
We can see if Primrose falls asleep. Because you can see already, you can see him sort of going. Like,
leaning. I'm on my elbow.
Yes.
All we need now is like a little hand that comes out the laptop and just goes like that. Yeah. Pushes him, and then we're good. So yeah,
making this too visual, aren't we? Come on, let's get audio.
Yeah,
let's get audio on this mother.
Right.
We're a video game podcast. Means we talk about video games. Occasionally, among other things. So this week, we're going to talk about video games. Lo and behold. So we're trying to speed things up a little bit, not glom on about lists and lists and lists of video games. So, you know, keep it short and sweet. Mike, Rich, Robin.
Fuck you. Talk about what I want.
Chance.
Me?
My middle name is Sidetrack. Let's fucking do this.
Let's start with you, Primrose.
When Cindy comes in and starts telling you to get the fuck off that thing, that's when we're stopping. All right. You start with me then. You want to know what I've been playing?
Yes.
Okay. So, way back when, I was playing Resistance 3. Remember that? I finished that.
And? Good.
I really enjoyed it. That's probably one of the best first-person shooters I've played.
So why did you stop playing it then, you wellyhead?
Because I finished it.
Hang on.
But I finished it ages ago. I haven't been on the podcast for ages. I've got to say that.
Oh, I've right. Okay. Okay.
I got it finished. Okay. Yeah.
Rich is purposely like sabotaging everything
I've previously
said.
We're going back to when he was last on the show.
Yeah. He's actually going to go back to probably like ZX days.
Oh, he got Vault.
No, not that far back. What else? Hotline Miami. Played that.
Right.
I found it really repetitive and infuriating, yet still managed to play till 3 o'clock in the morning on it.
Okay.
Why is that? It's crazy, that game. But I like it. I do like it. And I'm going to carry on playing it. And I don't know why. Okay. The controls on it are terrible. Just that's my one big.
This is a ringing endorsement of playing this game.
It's got terrible controls, but the fact that you do, it's got that, you know, that Super Meat Boy thing where you start again dead quick and you've got to do the same thing over and over again.
Right.
You've got to do that, and you die a lot, but it's really satisfying when you get through a level. And it's
what's this game you're talking about?
Hotline Miami.
Oh, Hotline Miami, right? I've got it.
Yeah.
On the Steams.
It's a weird one. It is a very weird one. I don't know why I like it, but I was playing it and I enjoyed it. What else? What else on the big boy games? Big boy games. I've played a bunch of Halo 4.
This is really hard.
It's like pulling teeth from Primrose right now.
I don't know why, but I was just looking at Bongo and started laughing. And Lee started laughing at me. And Lee would start, dear me. What was you playing, Primrose?
Halo 4. I've been playing Halo 4 with a lot of kids for some reason. Yeah, I just keep getting
hopefully you know these kids. They're not just like, hey, kids, do you want to play some Halo? Yeah.
They'll
just creep in. Hey, kids.
You've got to stop with the visual jokes, Mike.
Yes, visual jokes.
You've got to stop with the visual jokes. It's not going to work.
We can see this, Mike.
Yeah, forging, doing a lot of forging and stuff. But, I love all of the mechs and stuff you got in Halo now.
They'll get Greg started.
Fun. That was great, yeah. And then I'll just give you one last game, and it's just a mobile game, because I like talking about mobile games. Boom Beach. Anybody play Boom Beach?
No.
Boom Beach, no.
Right. Well, you know the big thing at the minute is all Clash Clans and everything?
Is it basically tower defence or what?
It's sort of tower defence, but it's also got that thing where you're building up your own base. Sort of like Halo Wars type thing. And it's like Modern Warfare type stuff. So you can upgrade all your towers and stuff like that. Yeah. You know it. You know,
me and Bongo are holding up copies of Halo. I'm quite impressed that Bongo had a Halo war so close to him.
I know. Makes me think we got to get a game of Halo Wars coming up here.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? We've got to do that.
Mike, why has that got Love Film on it? Is that one that you're renting?
Because my mate cancelled his Love Film subscription. And obviously, when you cancel your Love Film, you don't give the last game back. And that was his last game. I was like, oh, like that.
Obviously.
Fair enough.
What's the name of this game? I'm going to search for it. What's the name for the game?
Boom Beach. It's free.
Boom Beach.
But it's that good that I've actually invested $2.99 in the actual currency
for the benefit of the other people on the show. There you go.
So the graphics are sort of like Team Fortress, all the avatars that you see little characters of and everything.
It looks like the heavy from Team Fortress, doesn't it, the main
Exactly,
game?
Yeah. Well, you know, like Clash of Clans as well. Well, it's if you don't like the axes and orcs and elves and shit, then this is more like what you'd be into. So, yeah, Mike, up your street, mate. Yeah, so you're building a base up. It's got the time factor in it, which is a bit of a pain in the arse where you're having to wait for things to build. But whilst you're waiting for stuff to build, you can go out and actually raid other islands and stuff. And it's all based on, like, beach assaults. So you build yourself landing crafts. They get launched, and then once you're on the island and you're playing, it's sort of like a tower defense type game, but you're attacking, but also you get attacked, and that's the whole point of building your own base up as well. So, and you get to look at the other players and what they've done in their games.
Would this be better on iPad or an iPhone?
It works on both just as well. But I mean, like, my son's playing it on the iPad.
Is it too small on an iPhone?
No, it works. It's got the whole Zoom thing. And the good thing is, as well, every play area I've been on so far is really small, tight and compact. So you're not having to scroll around the map a lot. So, yeah. I mean, I'm in the early stages of it. I've only played.
Downloading it now. You will notice in the top corner, I've still got Flappy Bird, just in case the boom comes back on that game. But yeah, I've got it now.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a good one. If you've got a mobile and you want something to kill 10 minutes with, and you're into your Halo Wars and your Defense Grid,
give it a bash. Is it just iOS, or do you know if it's Android too?
I believe it's Android, because I read it on a blog, and the blog wasn't Apple-specific. So I think it probably is available for both devices. Greg, get your phone out, and let's have a look.
I will do so. Right now, I want to focus on you, Rich. I just want to focus on you solely.
Me again?
Yes.
I ain't got any more games.
You're done?
Yeah.
All right, what was the name of the game again? I'll do a quick search.
Boom Beach.
Boom Beach. See if it's on
Android. Oh, I'll tell you what else I was playing a lot of.
Yeah?
And I thought it was really good. Sly Cooper, that was free on the PS3. Never played that game before. Any of the franchise.
No, I've never played one of those either.
It's really good. Really, really good. So, yeah, the whole stealthy mechanics to it, for a kid's game as well, which is sort of what it is.
Yeah.
Really, and that was a free pickup off the old PlayStation Plus, so, yeah.
You're impressed.
Just been playing a lot of games with my lad, really. He's getting really into them, so, yeah, enjoying it.
I'm pretty sure it's out on Android now. It said the release was coming way back when they first announced it, so the game's been out for a little while.
Good.
So.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
Anything else?
No, that's it. I just told you that was it, Greg. Come on, man.
Hey, I'm trying to multitask and ask my wife. I'm not good at it. All right, Mike. What have you been playing? Shut up. Shut up, Rich. Shut up. I see you there.
So, Mike. I've been playing, I'll hold the plug discs as well. So, I've been playing Halo Wars.
This does nothing for the audio audience. You know that, right?
No. So, I've been playing Halo Wars.
So you're just going to do it anyway.
It's a video game about Halo and stuff. And it's very distracting when you got Bongo giggling away like a little schoolgirl.
Well, I think it's because he's laughing at Primrose, who's holding up like a baseball glove, but I don't even think he knows how to play baseball.
Fuck you, mate. Shortstop. Shortstop for not in Pirates.
Nice. Nice.
So, all right. He showed you there, Greg. He showed you.
Yes, he did.
Glorified rounders, I think, Primrose.
You die.
American on that. I've been playing Halo Wars, Greg. I don't know if you know, but I'm very close to the top rank on Halo Wars.
And what does top rank mean, Mike?
It means that I've played it an awful lot.
Way too much.
It means I've played it way too much. Basically, when you get to the rank below, it's 1 million points to top rank. The rank below is 500,000. So basically, everything you've done so far, you have to do again just to get to the top rank. It's ridiculous. Been playing Halo Wars. I've been back into GTA for some reason. I know why. It's because my best mate is back from... He works away a lot, and he came back. And it's really the only... Because he's one of you, Greg. You know, he's got an Xbox One. He's what I call a sucker, you know, for buying it early.
You're just jealous.
What, jealous that I'm going to get it 100 quid cheaper if I bought it now? Yeah, oh, wow. Right. No. Yeah, for the Kinect, Xbox on. Yeah, brilliant. So, GTA is the only game that we can play together, really. Because I haven't really played, I don't know about you guys, but I never really got into the online as much as I thought I would. I don't know about you lot.
I didn't get into the online at all.
You know. For GTA. And it's good, because every time, it's one of those games, every time you play it, you think, why am I not playing it? Because it's so good. But
it's just an okay game.
It's a wicked game, shut up. Right, but look, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you the problem with it is because It takes too long to get in. I'm playing Call of Duty Ghosts as well, right? And the multiplayer, right. You put in, and you're in like a minute,
right.
You know? Whereas GTA, it takes ages to load. It takes ages to connect with your friend. And there's only me and Marsh playing together. You know, there's not, if there's more of you, it would take longer to get you all together. It's just a pain in the arse to get everybody in one place. And also some of the way you get missions and stuff is a pain in the arse, but... It's good. It is a lot of fun when you get the right sort of people together. So, yeah, I've been ranking up really quickly as well because I've been doing mission after mission after mission. And they brought heists into it, Gregors. Heists.
Oh, really?
Yes. Now, I'm a little bit disappointed about the heists, Greg, because...
Like two goats?
I don't know. See, I'm trying to keep it audio.
Right.
And then I got Primrose doing duck faces at me. You know what I mean? And you're all older than me as well, just to remind you.
What does that mean?
That's uncalled for.
You got to act mature.
Respect your elders, goddammit.
The day I act mature is a bad and sad day for the world, definitely.
So, the bank heists. Basically, the bank heists are, you know, two teams start in two different areas, and then they have to... It's basically capture the flag. I'm drawing it out for you so you could understand. Two areas, and then the bank's there... And two teams go towards the bank and they try and get as much money as they can and they go back to their base. And it sounds easier than it is because it's so difficult because you've got the cops as well as the other team. So you got and you're against another team to try and rob a bank and you've also got the cops. Which I thought it was just going to be a sort of four-player co-op thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you just rob a bank with your mates. And it turns out that it's not. It turns out that it's more of a capture the flag sort of thing. And I don't know, that's not really what I wanted. And now I'm tripping out because Primrose has turned his camera upside down.
Yes, I know. We're flipping in space.
So it's not... I'm a little bit let down by the bank heist in GTA. I'm not 100% happy that I've done that. It's hard. This is difficult.
It is difficult.
Because for the listeners, Primrose has turned the camera upside down. And basically, because he's got a bald head, I don't know if it's upside down or not.
So yeah,
and then I got Bongo over here with a fucking with a puppet and his hand up some puppet's ass.
Right, and the puppet is this podcast is already
that's
out of
no
control.
Puppet. This is parsnip.
That's even worse. That's even worse.
So yes, Greg, I've been playing GTA 5 again.
I'm right here.
It's still good though. It's still good. There's something about it that it's just keeps drawing me back every now and again. And what else have we been playing? Call of Duty Ghosts.
Call of Duty Ghosts, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You were trying to get me to buy a 360 version of it.
Yeah.
Rent it.
I'm still really into it, you know. I don't know what it is, but maybe it's just the perfect storm or something. I haven't got into a multiplayer for a while, but I've still got it. I've been 30 kills, one death, or 30 kills. Yeah, I'm still
You'll
pretty
probably
decent.
Get your fill. You'll get your fill, and then
I think so.
For a little while.
Mike, question: is it what's map design like? Maps good.
Maps are good, yeah, because maps are usually the seller for me. And I think since Modern Warfare 2, I think they sort of declined. Some of the Black Ops maps were good, but I haven't really fallen in love with any of them. But I really like some of the maps in here. There's always dud ones, you know what I mean? There's always ones that you like more than others and stuff like that, but. I don't know, I just really like it. I don't know. It's just a lot more. It's sort of back to sort of Modern Warfare 2 sort of territory for me. And wow. the way they do the perk systems now, because this took a little bit of figuring out. Instead of picking like say three perks, right? You've got like each perk has a value. So a good perk would be 3 points, and then two, then one, and you have like. I think about 8 slots, so you can basically just fill the 8 slots with whatever perks you can get. So 3, 1, 3, another 3, and then 2 ones, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
They sort of went into that
in Black Ops, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
They started to, but
that was like the credits. You could buy your stuff with credits and stuff like that. Whereas, this is more, you just fill your slots with your different perks and stuff. So I only really figured out that recently, because I haven't really been paying attention, because Call of Duty multiplayer is one of those things that you learn as you go, you know what I mean? Because you don't have a UAV anymore, you have a SATCOM, and I didn't know what the difference is, but basically you don't call a drone in, you have a SATCOM which you basically plonk down. And if you walk too far away from your SATCOM, you can't see the enemy on the map. So yeah, if you're camping and you've got a SATCOM right next to you, you can see the enemy on the map. But yeah, if you decide to run around like I do, then a SATCOM's only good for the people that are in its region. So there's different things. They've swapped it up a bit. But I really like it. One of my favourite maps, you're in this Scottish castle ruin, a crash site. And I really like that map. So yeah, I'm liking it. And I haven't gone back to Assassin's Creed 4 yet.
Yeah. I got bored with Assassin's Creed 4.
I wouldn't say that I'm bored. I was loving it. But like the thing is, I was enjoying it so much that I sort of wanted to break because I play my rented games first, which is Call of Duty Ghosts at the moment, and I own Assassin's Creed 4. So I thought, well, I'll give this a break, play Call of Duty, and then come back to this. And you know, I've stuck onto Call of Duty, and I just haven't really gone back. I don't know. Maybe my brain is more set on multiplayer. That's why I'm playing GTA Online as well. But yeah, I do want to go back to it. I do enjoy it, but yeah, maybe it runs a little bit too long or something. Because I've noticed a lot of people say they love it at the start and then they get bored with it. So
I just think there's so much to do in that game. It gets overwhelming.
It does. And it does a bit.
There,
yeah.
I mean, there are other games with lots and lots and lots of stuff to do. Is it just that it's we've played so many of these over the last couple of years?
Maybe.
That could be pretty fair.
I was thinking about it because, you know, when the 360 first came out and we got like, 60-hour games and 100-hour games and even like 20-hour games like Mass Effect, you know, we didn't mind it so much. But now everybody seems a little bit more edging towards these indie games that take 2-3 hours of your time. But then we all still play, you know, like you, Primrose, you'll play Dark Souls and you'll play it for probably 60 hours or something. So I don't know, it's weird. So anyway,
I've got to get Dark Souls too, actually. Yeah,
I'm surprised you haven't jumped on that.
That should be my next one up.
See, because I've never, Greg always takes the piss out of you for liking Dark Souls, but I've always stayed on the fence because I reckon I'm
going to be playing it again.
Love it or hate
I'll
it.
I'll be playing it in June again because I'm going to get it.
It was a freebie.
And I have made a promise to Primrose last show, even though he may not have heard it. I said, I will go back, play Dark Souls again.
Well, are you going to get it for free?
You know what, Greg? You know what I was shouting back at my radio when I heard you say that? Don't go in the bleeding graveyard. Right?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Fair enough.
Why are you getting it for free?
Game Xbox Live Gold.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
You
good
too.
Game. Good game. Yep. Good game.
That smile on your face is pretty good there, Mike.
Yeah, I'm going to get it. I've always wanted to get it. It's on my rental list, you know.
Yep. So. Anything else, Mike?
No, apart from, I don't know if you knew, but you know, remember my game capture device where I capture games and stuff? Well, I blew it up.
You blew it up?
I blew it up.
What with?
Well, I couldn't find the power cord for it, right? So I used another one.
And you didn't check the amps.
And I didn't check the amp. And this was a while ago. And I plugged it in.
Youth of today.
Hey, come on. All right. I don't know what that argument was. Like, just me being dumb. So I plugged it in. And I was sitting right here where I'm sitting now. And I was like, I can smell something. Oh, shit. It's on fire. And there was smoke over there. All right. And I grabbed it. And I switched it off. And I switched everything off. And it turns out I put the wrong plug in. And on the back of the device, it says, only used plug provided with this device. And I was like, shit. So yeah, I blew it up. But it was an old one anyway. IP very kindly sold it to me for a nice price. But I bought a new one. It's like a Elgato game capture device. It's a better one. And it doesn't have a power source and all this. I have that one. It's about the size of an iPhone, I think. You know, it's right. Pretty small.
I have one of them.
Yeah,
do you want it?
Well, it's too late now. I bought it. Fucking hell. You know what I mean?
Should have killed me. Should have called Saul.
Never mind. But like, I bought another one as well where it captures VHS tape. So I'll be capturing shit again. So that'll be good.
Right. Good. We'll look forward to the videos.
Yes.
All right, Robin. Let's talk about what you've been playing.
Okay, well, I went back to The Walking Dead in harm's way. And,
is that episode? What's that episode? Was, is that 3 or 2?
That's season 2, episode 3. So that's just out about 2 weeks now.
two and yeah. three.
Yeah. Clementine, try to do this with spoilers. She's turning into a badass, a young badass. And she is becoming quite old for her years and wise, and people turn to her for advice. And yeah, it's kind of cool.
Is she like, how old is she now?
I'm glad, I'm sorry, excuse me, guys. I'm glad I can't see Richard.
Yeah, you should be.
I still can't see Richard's video feed, and I'm sure there's something really bad going on right now.
How old is Clementine now?
I think she must be about, what, 12, 11?
12 going on 40.
Really? Yeah. So this one here, there was very, very little action, very, very little button pressing going on in this one. There were a few bits, but the storytelling and the way it was unfolded, it's just fantastic. It's fabulous. They have this down pat. I have to say, parts of it were just bloody brutal. In fact, to the point where I went, oh my God, is that really? Did they really go that far? And there's parts of it which are, it's like, wow, it is really bloody. And I don't have the kids around.
I need comparisons, because obviously the first one was very uncomfortable. Do you think it's better? Or I've not touched any of them yet. I'm going to do them in one thing. Do you think they're any better? Not better. Are they? Do you think it's pushing the boundaries more than what it did in the first one? And if it is doing so, is it making it something?
I thought this chapter was really, really good. I thought episode. Yeah. The second one, the previous one, was probably one of the very, very best ones I've ever done. And it was rich and full. And the depth of story and the character development this here is better. And maybe some of the choices that you make, and you do make choices, but I think they're a heck of a lot more subtle this time around.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's – so if you think about a game developer giving you the choice, it's either black or white. Are you going to be good or bad? And you see that obvious thing. I think I'm hoping that the overall arc of the choices that you make are more mature and it'll be subtle in the way it affects things.
Do you know if they've got Gary Witter involved in this one and the same team writers, or is it a completely new board of people writing it? Because that was the whole thing with last year, wasn't it, where the rotated writers...
Right, they rotated them.
Yeah.
Writers and directors was a little... Was it not the directors that they changed each time?
But the writers
Gary
Witter didn't come into like the third episode, but he was like leading the other teams of writers because I heard him do an interview about it. So I was just interested. I'm not sure whether they used the same people to write this one or whether they got fresh.
Worth looking up. Very interesting to see. There were some nice little mentions of characters from the previous series and stuff like that, and some of the things that even that they did or. That Clementine had learnt was referred back to. So, yeah, look, it's a great series. I've played every single one of them all the way through, as well as The Wolf Among Us. I'm really enjoying that style of game. I love that it's an hour and three quarters or 2 hours of gameplay, and they seem to be getting them out a little bit faster than they did in the first series.
Have they announced when they're going to do like the next episodes and stuff?
No, they don't give it. No, I mean, I think there with The Wolf Among Us, there was some screenshots came out last week of the latest chapter, and but a few days after that, I think it's been announced for the end of this month, middle of June.
Because I'm ready to. I'll only play them when they're all out. You know what I mean? I'll just like.
Really? You want to binge them? Yeah.
I play those episodic games like I watch, you know, my TV shows. You know, just binge watch them and. Get them done.
Well, I think this time they are coming out a wee bit closer together, which makes it a bit, you know, you haven't forgotten completely what it's all about.
Well, it's been about a month and a half in between releases.
Yeah.
Roughly.
And it's still on the 360, and I think it's the same on everything else, maybe apart from PC. It still runs like a dog.
Yeah.
And sometimes the audio engages before the visuals come up and
is
stuff
it coming
like that.
Out on the Xbox One and PS4 as well?
Yes, they're going to release a game of the year.
Trying to be the Burzman name.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
So, quick question, Robin, before we jump off this. I did hear this episode was a lot more story-driven and decision-driven versus, like, the gameplay mechanics, which everybody kind of hates?
So, yeah, it was. I mean, there was an awful lot of story. There wasn't a lot of button pressing. There wasn't a lot of walking around the room to try and examine everything. Yes, that was there a couple of times.
So what did you do? Isn't that everything you do in those games?
No, they have,
not a lot. There was an awful lot of talk, an awful lot of chat and discussion and character development. So, and there was another new character appeared in it, she looks very interesting and cool. So a really cool, young, sort of slightly older than Clementine character.
Ah. Was there any tough choices that you had to make?
No. Oh, well. There was choices, but there were subtle choices. But they weren't black and white, like the idiotic thing, you know, Mike, that you're either good or bad.
Do you want to shoot this kid in the face? Would you want to help this old lady across the road?
Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah, it's good. Well, I've said it all the time. Everybody knows by now. You've got to play this. You've got to play them. I think even if you've never played any of them, I think even most of the first series is free on some formats. I got Rise, Son of Rome through from Boomerang.
Right.
Whapped it to my Xbox One.
You hadn't played Rise yet?
No. I people say, oh, there's not enough games for these new consoles, but there's tons of games I haven't played, so I'm not particularly worried. There's tons of them, so I haven't played Rise or Dead Rising yet, so I'm working my way through all of those. So Rise is I played the first couple of chapters on it on the hardest difficulty setting that I can. There's a higher one that you have to unlock.
Right.
The main one first.
Why did you pick the hardest one you can?
He wanted the achievements.
I want the achievements, and I think that's the way the game should be played. Not on easy noob mode or average mode.
I didn't know that about you, Bunga.
He's a bit of an achievement whore.
It's your fault, Mike.
It's my fault.
Every bit of that.
I would still to this day
be playing Call of Duty if it wasn't for you. So.
I know why, because I called you out. You wrote into the show.
Yes.
And I said, let's look at Bunga. This is when we didn't know who Bunga was.
Yeah.
And I was let's look at his gamer score. Blah, 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 blah. Did you say something?
Hasn't completed nothing.
Did you say something for me to do that, or did I just do it because I was a dick?
I don't know. I must look up the original email. It's there. I can still find it again.
But anyway, I called out your gamer score. I was like, this guy hasn't done anything.
Yeah.
And now look at him.
Everything.
Just for the listeners... Primrose has walked off camera now, and he's dangling some sort of foil ball thing. But what he doesn't know is that there's a window in the shot as well. I can see him just sort of sadly dangling it with his hand, and it's just weird. It's just weird for a fully grown man to do on a Friday night.
It looks like a cat toy, but I'm almost positive that actually was a work project for him.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. That's okay.
So so Rise. Rise is beautiful. It's gorgeous, fantastic.
You enjoying it?
It does have a first two chapters. I really don't. The character models are just disgraceful. How few they have.
There's a fat bloke with an axe,
and a couple of skinny guys from Borderlands, and they seem to appear at every corner. You kill one, and his twin appears, and then his triplet appears, and then the quads appear. And it's the same guy over and over again, but we know this already. That's disappointing. The story bit doesn't seem too bad. It plays very, very well. I hear it's a bit repetitive. But I'm enjoying that. I like the Romans. I could do with some more Romans. Well, yeah, Romans out. It's a nice piece of well, how would you say? A trial piece of software, a demonstration piece. It's the sort of thing that you want to show off the wonderful graphics of an Xbox One.
A tech demo.
Yeah, it's a good tech demo. But I actually found the story as I got further into it. I really began to like the story.
Yeah, day one, yeah.
Yeah, and I would fully agree. The biggest crime that this game has is the fact that they made about three different character models for enemies, and then they repeat and rinse them throughout.
I don't understand why. It doesn't make sense because everything else is so rich and full. It's like the character development guys had a day off or went on holidays. I am so glad. Richard, I can't... Sorry, guys, listeners. I can't see Richard Primrose's video feeds. Oh, I'm just seeing these two guys cracking up.
You really should be happy because I'm pretty sure he just ball and gagged himself. Oh, I kid you not. Anyway.
Rise is a rental. Yes. I hear it's coming as a cheap purchase next month as part of this new Xbox Live or Gold scheme, so it'll be cheap as chips. It's a rental or a cheap buy.
Robin, before we get off that, I want to just throw this out there because this is something that I know people in the media have been talking about with, you know, PlayStation Plus. And I have to admit, I'm starting to kind of buy into this idea that, you know, these services, it's great for gamers, but in some respects, it's kind of becoming detrimental because I find myself thinking, well, do I buy this game now or do I possibly wait and get it free because it may be free, you know, in a month or 2 months. And, you know, Power Star Golf is a great example. I really enjoyed the demo. I played it, was kind of liking it. Was thinking, yeah, maybe I'll pick it up. It's only $15. But then I was like, well, maybe it's going to be one of the free games. Maybe I should just hold off. And I have a feeling this is becoming a bigger problem now that both services are offering up free games.
Yeah, especially if you're a smaller developer with a smaller game. You know, like Power Star Golf and that sort of thing. If we take it, things like on the PlayStation 4 at the moment, that's Stick It to the Man, which I raved about the last time I was on.
Right.
You know, of course that sort of thing is going to end up on that. You know, that is definitely, that's going to be the case. So that's going to have a detrimental effect on developers wanting to develop because they know it's going to be kicked off. Now, I wonder what the deal is. I mean, what is the deal with Microsoft to say, well, we'll pay you 10p in the pound for 1 million copies? Or, you know,
what was
whatever.
What was that really good game on the PS4?
Outlast?
Resogun,
yeah.
That came out free on the PlayStation. Right. Like, that came out free. Like, they must pay them off.
Well, they do get... So, I mean, I've heard that, like, the monetary proposition is a pretty good one to where the developers are getting guaranteed kind of... They're making their money back and then some... basically kind of covering their costs. At least that's my understanding. I just don't know how much they get beyond that. So if it's a super good popular game and really hits big, they're probably doing themselves a disservice by giving it away for free. But, you know, if it's kind of a, you know, Stick It to the Man, which nobody necessarily has heard about and really knows about, then maybe they come out ahead on it.
If you think about, you know, Stick It to the Man, and even Resogun, and those sort of things. You know, 7 million PS4s out there, with probably 6 million of them downloaded Resogun.
Right.
You know, that's damn good PR, you know. So if you were the guy selling it to the Resogun developers, you could be doing a pretty good deal on it. Like, I tell you what, you want a dollar for every game that we're going to put on, but you would have sold 500,000 copies, and now... You know, you're 5 or 6 million up, and your profile is raised and everything else. So, but you know, the other thing about the free games that I think as well is a bit like Steam, the more and more of these little free games that come along, the less people actually complete stuff. They just dip in and dip out, and that's bad for the game thing as well.
Probably me on Dark Souls.
Yeah,
but I think I did that anyway with the stuff that I was buying on Xbox Live Arcade, even when I was paying for it. There's a lot of that going on. So.
That's true. At least this way you won't be paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
Rise is good, and again, a bit more Forza, of course, but that was still the challenge. That's been another fantastic week of racing. Now, we'll dip on that later.
Yeah, we'll definitely talk about that later. I'm curious to see how that's going.
Mm.
All right. For me, so PowerShot Golf, they released out a free version, which was quote unquote really more like a demo of the game. But I was happy to see that because, to be really honest, it's one of the things that I really miss about the Xbox 360, Xbox Live Arcade, the way they had it set up. Every game had a demo.
Yeah.
And so far on Xbox One, demos are few and far between. I don't know if it's the same.
What a backward step that is.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the same on PS4 or not, but. I believe it is, and it's just weird that we're not seeing demos of some kind, you know, especially for the arcade games, which, you know, PowerShot Golf, if I had had the demo back when it came out, I probably would have already bought this game.
Really?
It is a very competent golf game.
Is this like the Japanese-y sort of one?
Right. It's cartoony. It's got, you know,
It looks like a Nintendo golf type game, or everybody's golf on the PlayStation sort of thing.
Yeah.
That sort of thing, yeah.
But, you know.
Pete loves it.
Yeah. It's a really good golf game.
Yeah.
And it's got surprisingly good mechanics to it in terms of actual golfing. So, I mean, you know, it takes into account, you know, course slope and spin on the ball and trajectory. So, I mean, all of those things come into play. So,
Is it like cartoony?
It is. Yeah. In fact, I would almost say it's almost like Team Fortress kind of character models as opposed to.
That's good. Yeah,
but so I'm very tempted to pick it up. I have a couple credits sitting on my account anyway, so I think that will be in my bag soon.
The fighting game the fighter that came sort of free, the Xbox One, and you buy the characters each month. What's that called? Damn it.
Killer Instinct.
Yes. I think the model that they're building for this golf game is the same as Killer Instinct. Mm-hmm. So you're gonna buy individual golf courses and stuff like that there. So
right, or you can buy the full thing, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So PowerShot Golf, highly recommend checking it out if you haven't already. Did some more Kinect Sports bowling, loved it. Fucking love bowling. Totally pass on, but bowling is just, it's a blast.
And I went out and bought the Big Lebowski because you were talking about bowling so much last week. And I've been watching the Big Lebowski all week.
Kingpin. You watch Kingpin?
Yeah, that's
Kingpin's
great too.
That's a really good film, isn't it?
Bill Murray.
Yeah. But the bowling mechanics are fantastic in that game. I can definitely say it is very close to real life, other than the fact that you can do special power shot stuff.
You can't do that in real life, Chris.
No, you can't get up to the lane and say, meteor ball.
Is that what you have to do? You have to talk?
Yes, you do talk to it.
Fuck a duck.
Fuck a duck, yes. And then just more Titanfall with the new DLC. It's good. It's good stuff.
In the jungle, is it like a Star Wars level?
Yeah, my favorite though really is the War Game Simulator level.
What's the
love that level?
Level, yeah, sort of thing.
Is it busy on the Xbox One? Because I was listening to Giant Bomb and he was talking at some length about the PC cutting playlists out because they were saying that they were more or less desolate and nobody was on them. But is it busy on the Xbox Live?
It's still pretty busy. I think what they were talking specifically about was it was Capture the Flag and, oh God, what was the other one? Pilot Hunter, I think, was the other one that aren't super popular on the PC side. So they pulled the individual gameplay off and they stuck it into the variety pack. So when there's an option to select variety play where it kind of walks you through all different kinds of game types in rotation. Yeah. So it's in there. And you can still put it up in private play, but they don't have it just out there as its own like standalone play mode.
Yeah, got you.
Okay. And then the other interesting thing that I'm hoping they bring to the standard game modes is they actually gave you the ability in private matches to change the difficulty level of the grunts and the specters.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, so you can increase their lethality from like normal to, you know, very hard to extremely hard. And so I think that would be something the community probably would like, especially those that always were kind of complaining about the grunts being so much cannon fodder. Well, you know, make them tough. Make that like a hardcore, you know, a hardcore mode. But outside of that, that was pretty much it for me for the week. I mean, really, it was a lot of bowling, I have to admit. I was bowling off my ass.
Bowling, jeez.
Yes. All right, let's move on. We're not doing a news quiz. You lucked out this week, gentlemen. You lucked out. We're doing some E3 talk.
Well, E3.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, the E3's happening, isn't it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The E3's.
We're doing predictions.
Yes, we are doing some predictions. But just to kind of prep us for the E3 predictions, there was a document that came out, I don't know, it was probably 2 weeks back. It was completely, pretty much bullshit. I mean, everybody in the industry and around said that, yeah, it's pretty much faked. But the list of games on there were all what you would consider probably very good guesses as far as what would potentially be being shown. So I thought it would be at least a nice prep, kind of run through this list of what this document had on it. It's kind of a wish list, if you will. And then from there, you know, we can dive into some of our own E3 predictions.
My only problem with this list really is that, like, yeah, there's no new... There's, I think there's a couple, but there aren't many like new games.
Yeah,
it's all safe. Like, we know this, we know this. And we know for a fact that at E3, especially Microsoft, they're going to have surprises, aren't they?
We would hope so. You know, I mean...
I'd say so.
Yeah, it's not that this list is terribly bad when you're looking at it.
No,
but
no. It's probably going to be, like, you know...
It'll 60, be close.
60%, yeah. 70% right, probably.
Right. All right, well, let's dive into it. So on this list they have for the Microsoft conference, again, we don't believe any of this to be true or you know, coming the way it is, but this is what they have on there. Beyond Good and Evil 2 gameplay, a DirectX 12 trailer, Fable Legends gameplay, Forza Horizon 2 gameplay, Gears of War 4 gameplay, Halo 5 tech demo, which is just odd the way they made that sound. Kinect TV and shows trailer, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare gameplay, Quantum Break gameplay, Star Wars Battlefront 3 gameplay, and Titanfall DLC gameplay. And then they said playable on the show floor at their booth would be Dragon Age Inquisition, EA Sports UFC, Fable Legends, FIFA 15, Forza Horizon 2, Killer Instinct, Madden NFL, Middle Earth Shadow of Mordor, NHL 15, Project Spark, and Sunset Overdrive. And Quantum Break. So that was the Microsoft pie in the sky look. Then they said for Sony, it's going to be Destiny gameplay, Drive Club.
God. What about launch game?
Yes.
It was a launch game, yeah.
God of War 4 CGI trailer. Indie games trailer. Infamous Second Son DLC.
Look how general they are, indie games trailer.
I know. It's pretty ridiculous. But The Order 1886 gameplay.
No shit.
Uncharted 4, The Sunken Blade demo. Watch Dogs gameplay, which... Watch Dogs would already be out. I'm not sure why they would be showing gameplay again on stage, but hey, whatever. Then playable on the show floor, Alien Isolation, Batman Arkham Knight, Destiny, Disgaea 4, Drive Club, EverQuest Next, Hatsune Miku, Project Diva, I'm not even sure what that is, but Lords of the Fallen, Natural Doctrine, Planetside 2, The Order 1886, Ultimate Street Fighter 4, and Watch Dogs. Again,
tell you there's one thing that they've missed out on both them lists, and it's definitely got to be shown at one of them because it's been on the front cover of Flaming, both of the main magazines. Yeah. Homefront,
yeah, the new Homefront.
Revolution.
Yeah.
That's got to go with one of them.
Well, we'll get into that. That could have been one of your predictions, Rich. Don't blow your load first.
Yeah.
Hold out. Think about sports right now.
Rhythm method.
Yes. for Nintendo, because they're not having a press conference, they
what are they doing? They're just streaming a thing.
Yes, they're doing a Nintendo Direct.
They did that last year, though, didn't they? It went down pretty well.
I think it was the way they did it kind of pissed off the press that was there because they made everybody stand around and watch the Nintendo Direct first, and then they allowed them to go in and play the games. But anyway, so they said that they're going to have Bayonetta 2, Castlevania Symphony of Nights 2, Hyrule Warriors for the Wii U, Mario Kart 8, Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate, Pokemon Fighters, Sonic Boom, Super Smash Bros. U, Super Smash Bros. 3D, Theatrim Final Fantasy Curtain Call, The Legend of Zelda Shard of the Nightmare, and Xenogears Origins.
See, like, the Zelda game is like a completely... I don't know. That's not been announced. I know they've announced they're working on a new game, but
yeah.
Not a name.
Well, that's the Hyrule Warriors is the Dynasty Warriors Zelda game. That's
they've announced that one, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Damn. Anyway. All right. So that gets us prepped. That gets us warmed up. So let's dive into some of our own predictions. I'm gonna be recording these, so we will have some evidence, and we can come back to this after E3 and see how close we were.
If only we recorded the audio as well.
You know what? There's that too. All right, Mr. Primrose, you're looking dodgy right now, so I think you should give us the first prediction to ensure you stay awake.
If Sony want to put in a killer blow, which I think they're up for because they seem relentless in what they're doing, I'm going to say that they will pull out at the show in probably a limited tease, Last Guardian.
You're saying the Last Guardian will be at the show.
Yeah, wow. I think whether it just being a slight tease and you don't see bugger gameplay or anything. Yeah.
So
no way, because if they show in Last Guardian, they can't tease it. They fucking cannot tease it. They have to go, this is the game, start to end. Well, not that much, but you know, they have to show quite a bit.
All right, so Primrose led off with a Sony prediction. I'm going to go through, make sure each one of you have at least one for each. Jeez. All right, that's the plan. So, Robin, give me one. Doesn't have to be Sony if you don't want. You can jump around. I'll come back to you when make sure you get all.
Yeah,
the
well, I mean, well, a very very bold drop the mic prediction for Sony would be that they come out on stage and they end the presentation with, and what we're going to do is we're going to knock another $49.
I was going to say that.
Christ,
and drop the mic. So, just imagine that. Because, again, the Microsoft conference is first.
Right,
so
right.
So they can come out and offer, even if they've offered $20 off or $25 off again, it would wipe out anything that the Microsoft...
I was going to say but make my prediction the same, Greg, but I was going to say same price, but they chuck in the Sony camera as well. So, like, you get the same... So you get the same price console and the camera, so it's almost like... You know, better than the Xbox.
We'll have to go somewhere. I mean, end up in the Nevada desert. The only problem about that is, yes, they're maybe making a wee bit of money out of the gaming side of Division right now, but I don't think all of the top directors who decided that they would take a 50% price or a salary cut for the next 12 months would maybe think that's a good idea. Yeah. So,
well, we've got it. We've got it in the book. So Mike is saying... The price now at $399 includes the camera.
Yeah, I was going to say a price drop, but just for the matter of sort of competition,
okay, right.
I'll say that they'll include the camera in a bundle, the same price as the Xbox One without a Kinect sort of thing.
All right. That's okay.
Fair enough.
Because
and then,
that would be enough. It's not a price drop, so
it wouldn't
affect. But that would be enough to be like, for Sony fans to be like, see, we're getting the better end of the deal. It would be. It's a very Sony like thing to do at the moment, I think.
It would be pretty damn funny. Either of yours would turn out to be pretty funny. And then, of course, we have Primrose saying Last Guardian teased again.
Greg, what about you, Greg?
I'm saying Sony ignores the Last Guardian completely. Nothing heard at all or shown.
Again. Oh, well, you would say that.
Again. Yes.
Is that your prediction?
That is my
prediction. Come on. Guardian. I want to know about what you think is going to be there, not going to be there.
I'll tell you what. I bet you Half-Life 3 isn't going to be at the Sony press conference.
Well, I mean, there's tweets whizzing around, as there would be before E3, that there's some developer guys that were working on.
Everybody's been saying Last Guardian's going to come. I think
that Half-Life 3 has been worked on, so...
Oh well.
We have more bold predictions to come.
And there's other stuff with Sony there as well at the moment. I mean, I know there's dates set out for this Gaikai streaming thing.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see where that is now. They're going to probably make a big thing of Gaikai.
Beta. It just started beta for the PlayStation 4 this week.
Yeah, well, I'd say they'll be pushing it hard at E3.
Oh, without a doubt. We can almost assuredly say we will get a PlayStation 4 Now demo on stage. This is how PlayStation Now works. You know.
I mean, there are so many things there about all of, you know, the Uncharted 4s. I mean, all of those are almost, you know, absolute certs.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be really interesting. I'd love to see some new IPs. Because, you know, if you think, there's the PlayStation 4, as great as all these little indie games are, I mean, you've had Infamous, and that's the only really big title for it, first party. So they need some new stuff in there too, big stuff.
Yeah.
We shall see. We shall see.
Other predictions and other.
Yes. Let's go. Team Nintendo. So I'll kick it off. Nintendo will come out into their Nintendo Direct, and they're going to announce a new lifestyle and fitness game that will come with some hardware peripheral to go with it.
Yeah. Good. Because I think didn't they say that they was going to shift their focus to fitness?
Yeah. Yeah, lifestyle fitness was something, but you know, they've been saying, or at least everybody's saying, there's not going to be any hardware. I think we get some kind of peripheral, some new dongle or something for.
That's a solid prediction.
Mike, what do you think? Nintendo.
Is it too easy to say? I think they're going to announce a new Zelda. Is that an all right prediction?
I mean, it's a very safe prediction.
It is, yeah, but I think like a brand new Wii U exclusive.
Take it up a level. Gameplay on stage. Show.
Okay, maybe I'll go into what type of reveal, right?
All right.
So, yeah, I think they'll show a new Zelda, they'll show a trailer, and then they'll show a short sort of gameplay video of. No, I'll take it back. They'll come out, they'll say, new Zelda for the Wii U. Don't worry, we're okay. And then they'll show a trailer, and that'll be it. No gameplay. No gameplay. That's my prediction.
No gameplay. All right. Fair enough.
My prediction is one of two teasers. And the two teasers will be either...
You keep us in suspense, though.
I know.
Either Metroid... New Metroid game.
It's a good one.
Or, failing that, they'll go on the Mario route with Galaxy.
So another Galaxy.
Mario Galaxy specifically.
Yeah.
All right.
So it'll be Galaxy 3 or Galaxy something or other.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yep. All right. Fair enough. Robin.
Because that's what they've been succeeding with the most since...
I think these are all talking a little out of shape. Jesus Christ, do you think they're going to spend all that money in those big new games when they don't have any frigging numbers at all?
That's what will get the numbers, though, is those games.
Nah, frigging.
It's not about that, Robin. They've got them development teams running all the time. Don't matter. They'll be on them projects, whatever.
They normally go on an eight-year cycle.
It's about ready to get teased.
All right, Robin, give us your prediction.
I would love to see them do something with their hardware. Whether they...
So, like, price drop?
I don't think... what price would a Wii U have to be before you would be tempted to buy
it? What is it now?
It seems like a good machine.
It's pretty expensive right now. It's like $300.
So if it was 150,
yeah, I don't mean in space money, Greg.
So yeah, if it was $200 or £150, yeah, maybe. But
150 quid, and it's your Christmas present.
Okay, but yeah. You know what I mean. But Robin, I need you to jump off the fence here. What's your prediction? Give us your Nintendo prediction.
Well, the DS is getting a bit long in the tooth, and I know there's been different iterations. The 2DS, the XLs that we got there. I could see that. New handheld that sort of almost covers the two boundaries. And we talked about this before, that there's some streaming facility with it that can go straight to TV and take it out. Maybe a dongle in the back of the TV that it talks to when you're in the house that you can that ups the power to get the graphic fidelity for a high def TV. So I think they're going to announce some new hardware, whether it's a step on from the Wii U, dropping the name, or and I'm sure they're working on something new right now. I definitely think they will drop whatever comes next. They'll be dropping that Wii name. That'll die.
Just very FYI.
So a new piece of hardware, physical gaming hardware, announced or planning or working on. Not just a balance board or a jump board or some dongle, but a new physical gaming hardware.
So it's like a bridge, basically. A bridge between the 3DS and the Wii U. I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe a little box
the size of an Apple TV. That when you're in the house, it connects to it, and it has maybe more processing power. But at the same time, you can walk away and play the games wherever you are.
I think you guys are missing something, both you and Greg. The fact of the matter is, do they really want to be investing in manufacturing hardware when they're in such crappy state with the figures that are coming out?
What you do is
you concentrate on getting the software right and getting more of it out there, because that's the whole reason why they fell flat on the face in the first place. And that's what they need to concentrate on.
I think more and more though the Wii, the normal Wii, was sort of a fluke in a way, you know what I mean? Like, and I think what Greg's getting at, if they focus at the fitness angle, they'll get the moms again, because that's where all their money is, the moms, you know. And they need to get that audience again, which is why I think Greg's made that prediction. But I don't know if they'll get that again. But a safer way to sort of get some more numbers is get some good software, like Primrose is saying. You know, get a good Mario or get a good Zelda.
You're not wrong.
So I'm gonna put this out there. I'm not changing my prediction. So my prediction stays ironclad.
Yeah.
But one thing that I can almost guarantee for sure we're going to see, and I don't know why I didn't think about it originally with my prediction, but it is, Nintendo's already talked about it, they're already doing it, it's going to be the near field communication Skylanders like toys.
Aren't they doing it with Smash Brothers?
Yeah, so we'll see
that,
the prototypes of that, absolutely. Yeah, we'll show that off.
And that's, I mean, to be honest, I mean, I'm not a massive Smash Brothers fan, but when I had a GameCube, and newsflash, they didn't have, they had fuck all on the GameCube as well. I was desperate to play games on the GameCube, and I bought Smash Brothers not knowing anything about it, and I really enjoyed it. So I get, you know, games like Smash Brothers, Galaxy, Zelda, they need those, man. That's the bread and butter. Those fans will always be there. The fitness and the, you know, jumping around and playing bowling.
Is Bayonetta a system seller?
No, of course it's not. It's not even a fucking seller. It's a lot of polished shit.
Well, I think they can do that cell thing properly with proper marketing, because they cocked it up first time round. They didn't brand it properly. No. They didn't tell everybody that it was a new console properly. No. And you've got the existing hardware there that they've probably got warehouses full within, you know, the balance board and all that crap. It's fine. Just market it properly. Get the box redesigned. And
Do you think they can do it like Microsoft have done?
I don't know. It's Nintendo, isn't it? Like I say, the thing that you know that they can come through with is the software, and that's why I think they've got to call out good games on it, and hopefully that's what they're going to do.
All right,
make or break time for them.
It is. It definitely is.
Take a break,
Mike. Why don't you kick off the next round of predictions? Let's go Microsoft.
Yeah, I'm torn between on this one, because I feel like I don't know. I'm suspicious about this Halo sort of stuff, because they've announced Halo 5 Guardians is going to be 2015, right? So
we know that's right,
and that we know that Master Chief's story will be continued in 2014. So that obviously says to me,
they said that your Halo journey will continue in 2014.
Whatever. That says to me, because everybody's crying out for Halo 2 anniversary. And then there was this thing out about, like, a collection, and it was like 1, 2, 3, 4 and all this stuff. But I think they just mean the like a TV show thing. You know what I mean? Like, that's what they're... And maybe my prediction is going to be... they said games. But, you know, this whole Netflix sort of Microsoft video sort of thing that they're trying to push, you know, with the Atari documentary and the soccer documentary and whatever. I feel like that's going to make a presence somehow. Because, I don't know.
Okay.
It's not a very good prediction, so let me rephrase it. I think they'll push their sort of online streaming video service and maybe announce a bit more like a Netflix package along with a lot of games as well. But people think they're just going to be games, but I think they'll push this Netflix service, but Microsoft All right. thing as well.
So a Netflix-like package to
yeah.
be announced.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Excellent. Robin, what about you? Microsoft, give us a prediction.
Well, a bit more sort of the Halo thing. I definitely think there's going to be a pack. I think we're due in November time, September, October, November time, Halo 2 anyway. And the little rumor that whizzed around a couple of weeks ago that there was going to be a pack with Halo 2, 3, and 4.
That'd be bizarre, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it?
Because 4 is not that old. Right. But yeah. I mean, I could see 2 coming out high deft this year and maybe 3. But then when is it too late to bring 3 in high deft? Surely they would need to put those both together, 1, 2, 3, together now.
Well, couldn't they just bring out 2 this year, 5 the year after, then 3 the year after that? Like,
yeah, that's what I mean. That's where it gets silly. So that's maybe why there's going to be a pack with 1, 2, 3, and maybe even 4.
But I don't think anybody would have a problem with that, though.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I don't know.
What do you think, Robin?
Yeah, 4 is a 2. Oh, sorry, the big thing. DirectX, whatever, 50,000, what is it, 10, 12?
12.
I think that's going to be a big thing in development for Xbox One next year. And they will show us some very impressive stuff, whether that be Halo 5 or Forza Horizon 2, the Playground okay. Games, the big, huge, fancy DirectX. And that will maybe put some of these peas to bed.
Okay. I like it. So DirectX 12 demoed on stage in some fashion.
And drew one people away. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Primrose, what about you? Microsoft, what are they going to do at the show? Give me a prediction. Did we lose Rich? We very well may have.
Go back. Did you hear me?
Yeah. Hello. Yes, we can hear you.
I can see you. Yeah,
we can see you now. You froze up a little bit.
Hello.
Yes.
Oh, I was just doing a run-up. Hey, anyway, right, I'm going to go away from any of the normal things like Halo and the Gears of War and everything. Let's not be predictable in our predictions. So here's mine. Microsoft will announce a high-budget episodic game where you will buy it on live. Oh, ding. Damn!
What? You're there. Keep talking.
I thought I got cut off. I'm hearing bleeps and stuff.
No, you're good.
Oh, damn. I was just hitting my climax. Yeah. damn.
That's wrong.
I was just about to shoot my bolt. Yeah. So, I think they're going to announce a high budget episodic title. And I think it's going to be one that's just available on Xbox Live Gold. It'll fall in line with what they were saying about... Obviously, they've had to morph this whole idea about how they handle entertainment and everything.
Right.
Because the TV thing is obviously not working. And I know everybody was saying, it's not too bad and it's all right, Greg. You know, remember?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not panning out, is it? And I think they'll have to adapt that whole idea. And a great thing for them would be if they took something like The Walking Dead and thought about that and just said, right, well, let's chuck a really good studio at it. It's low risk because it's going to be all digital. And then just get a good title out like that. So that's what I'd like them to do. And that's okay. My prediction.
High budget episodic game, Xbox Live required.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd love to see people from Remedy involved in it, even though I know that they're tied up obviously with the thing.
Yeah,
they're all tied up with that. But you know, that sort of ethos and the way that they approached Alan Wake, getting a bunch of guys together and doing something similar like that but high budget.
Okay. All right. My prediction, Phantom Dust does get announced coming to the Xbox.
What the fuck is that?
Phantom Dust is a game that everybody under their, you know, under the sun has been crying to get it remade, similar to
Phantom
like Killer
Dust.
Instinct.
I've never, what
Phantom
is it?
Dust.
I'm
going to
Google it. Phantom.
Yep. Phantom Dust. It was an Xbox original game.
Fairy Dust.
Yep. So Phantom Dust. You heard it here first. All right. Let's run through a quick either third party PC.
Greg's had the drop down at the gym, hasn't he? Who you bumped into?
Yeah.
Somebody told you something.
It was like, by the way, Greg, Phantom Dust, nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
I don't know what you're talking about. I may or may not have seen that they recently renewed a license for something. I don't know.
Thanks for the hot tip. I'm going to say it on the show and pretend I didn't know anything. For the listeners, right. I was pretending that I was on a sort of running machine thing.
Yes. Bongo, what do you think?
It's hilarious.
Third party.
Red Dead Redemption 2.
That is solid. That is solid.
Mafia 3. Fallout. Ridge.
Oh, yeah. Can I change my prediction on Microsoft and just say Fallout 4?
That's not going to be there, Mike.
It is.
That's my prediction. Fallout 4 not announced.
Okay, extra prediction. Fallout 4 will be announced.
Nah.
And you're saying it's going to be at the Microsoft conference?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, no, stuff I would love to see. I would love to see a new Mafia game, like Mafia 3. Like, that was a brilliant game. Fantastic. I'd love to see more of their stories, more of that world. Red Dead Redemption 2. It's just Fallout. Rage, I would like to see it fully developed, because that was great.
Haven't Rockstar come out this week and said they will be announcing something for this year?
I think, yeah they have, and I think it'll be like, because Rockstar are fuckers for like throwing you off their scent.
There is, yeah.
And exactly. You know, it'll be somewhat like Agency, where they announced it like 7 years ago. And they'll be like, oh, by the way, Agency, because they announced Red Dead years ago.
Oh, yeah, if they were tied to Sony and then... And then that's a really good one.
LA Noir was meant to be a PS3 exclusive in 2006, and then it's not. It's a stupid idea to be a PC. It's a stupid idea to be a console exclusive unless you've got one of them paying you a lot of money.
Listen up, Bully 2.
Bully 2 is possible because we know that somebody put on their LinkedIn profile that they were working on Bully 2. We know that for a fact. So.
That's happening.
Yeah. Red Dead 2, Bully 2, and Agency are all possible.
The drought that we have right now, they could come out on the store in the floor because Watch Dogs will be out, and they could come out and go, and it's out next week.
But did Rockstar say they're going to announce a game, or did they say, because it could be some just extra DLC for GTA 5?
But you imagine the kick on sales if they had given a big, massive title that everybody knew. That on console sales, what that would be like if, you know, Fallout 4 is coming out next week.
Yeah, I know, but we haven't seen a big, like, DLC update for GTA 5. You know, we've seen heists.
Yeah. Well, free updates. I think that's coming to PC. I think that will be the big announcement.
Yeah, and I mean, I think this Mass Effect pack as well, that, you know, 1, 2, and 3, high def, is a possibility as well, but that's not so much of a big story. You know?
Right.
Nah.
So, yeah,
I'm sticking you with Red Dead Redemption 2.
Red Dead Redemption 2,
Red Dead, man.
Yeah.
I'm going Bully 2. Mike, just, what are you taking?
What, for the Rockstar announcement? I'm going to go for Agency. I think they'll go for Agency.
The Agent, you mean?
Or the Agency? No, yeah, there's two. There's the Agent and the Agent. What are those, anyway? Something with fucking Agent in it.
I'm going to go Rockstar Tennis.
Rockstar table tennis?
Yeah, for the virtual reality glasses that Sony are bringing out. Exclusive.
Table Tennis 2 VR. I like it.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Excellent. All right, that does it for us for now.
Just to bear off, Greg.
Yes.
You know, I've still not gotten onto the next gen, current gen, new gen.
Right.
Train. Right.
Which it will happen, by the way, after E3, because Halo Wars 2 will be announced, you will be all fucking in. You will
right.
be like,
I forgot about
here's
that.
My cash.
I'll say,
here's my cash.
Go on.
Well, it's too obvious.
I'll say this. If Halo Wars 2 is announced, the day that Halo Wars 2 comes out, I will get an Xbox One. No problem.
Wait, now it's the day it's announced, or the day it comes out.
Yeah, because there's no point in getting one before then, right? So, and also...
Clearly there will be.
There's another game that I watched, because I hear these games, you know, Titanfall. I'm sure it's a good game, right? But there's nothing new about it, you know what I mean? It doesn't feel like new.
What?
Come on, right?
Robots!
I'm playing it now, it's called Call of Duty.
Parkour!
Right, so... But I keep.
I have to admit, I'm pretty much all in for Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, by the way.
Well, whatever.
They sold me. Anyway, yes.
So it's, but the game that I keep hearing about, and I never watched... Sorry, I do talk with my hands, listeners. I talk with my hands constantly. The game that I kept on hearing about, and I just liked the sound of it, was Evolve. Evolve
yes.
was the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched. Yeah, yeah. I watched some footage of it on IGN, and I was like, fuck, this game looks amazing. It looks
yes.
so good, and it's completely next gen. These are the types of games that are going to get me and Primrose, you know what I mean?
Right.
Solely out for the new consoles, doing something different, doing something that we haven't played before. Evolve looks phenomenal, and that is tempting me. I watched that video and I was like, you know what? I could get into that. I could buy an Xbox for that. Easy.
So
that's the one where it's one player against loads, isn't it? And you,
that's right.
Gradually
one versus
more
four.
Beast
and look,
yeah.
what they
yeah.
don't tell you is
yeah,
like
yeah.
the environment as well, like that they're in is like very hostile. So this guy was shooting this thing at the big monster, and he just got like eaten by a plant, by like a Venus flytrap. And I was like, oh my god! And they trapped him in this arena. They shot him with this thing, and they create, you know, in Halo when you could create that bubble that protected
dome
you.
Dome shield, yeah.
They
yeah.
basically put this monster in one of those bubbles so he couldn't get out for like a minute, and you could just pulse him with bullets so he could never run away. And I was just
right.
like, that's amazing. You know, just that isn't like Call of Duty or Titanfall, or, you know, it isn't the same stuff. It's
But I think
different.
one of the most encouraging things about those developers is that their pedigree with making the
Left 4 Dead
stuff.
Left 4 Dead.
You know, they know how to make a multiplayer.
Yeah.
Interactive co-op type thing.
Because
so
I think most
wow,
people
cool.
most people have looked at Left 4 Dead and gone, yeah, let's do Left 4 Dead, and then go, it's the Borderlands sort of spawned it at Left 4 Dead, didn't it? You know what I mean? That sort of game.
Yep.
Whereas they haven't captured that sort of surviving, really working together as a four people, because you can play Borderlands as
yeah.
two, as one, and it doesn't, you know, doesn't really change it too much. But Left 4 Dead, you have to play it with other people. And you're only as good as your partners, you know what I mean? So I really like that idea.
And I just
concept.
I love the idea of the hunters becoming the hunted.
Yeah.
I think that's
it's
just
great.
A great concept.
It's so good. It's so good. So just on a side note, I just wanted to mention that I've been watching videos of Evolve, and, you know, that's the first time that I've seen a game for the Xbox One or PS4, and I've gone, you know what, I could probably get a console for that. That's the one. That's the Gears of War. You know.
Well, yeah, so the funny thing is, you know, for this E3, I think it's going to be incredibly fun to watch the two of you, Mike and Rich, because you're the target customer right
yeah,
now that both are going
ones.
After.
They got you. You're old tat. Like,
but, you know,
you got
Microsoft,
you two over there. You buy any old shit, you know? Like, you know, anything new, you'll be like, ah, fuck it, I'll buy it new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lies
of
this.
And all
paper.
All the changes that they've made are because they want to make sure they don't miss out.
They want me and Primrose.
The fence. Yeah.
They want me and Primrose. What about you, Primrose? Is there anything that excites you about the new gen consoles that would tempt you? Because that, for me, it would be Evolve and Halo Wars 2 and maybe another game.
Yeah, it's definitely something that's going to bring me back in. Is going to be something that's going to revolutionise multiplayer. So, like what you're saying, that's put my interest anyway, because of the way that it's a new spin and a new take. Another one that interested me a while back, but it's sort of gone dead in the water, is Fortnite.
Isn't it, right? But like, isn't that like a freemium bloody?
Yeah, I don't know. It's, I don't think changed that, from what it was originally.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to get you. If you find out more about that, you're in danger of sort of losing interest rather than gaining.
Yeah,
interest.
exactly. So, yeah, but it's anything that turns my interest as far as multiplayer is concerned. I like the whole concept of, you know, the Division, where you can have other people interfering with what essentially could be considered like a single player campaign. You know,
sadly
you're getting other people, and you're getting people like
Ubisoft always delay though, don't they?
Yeah, it's 2015 now. But yeah, anything like that that's just doing something different as far as like the multiplayer side of it. That's the only thing that I can see would like drag me in at the minute.
All right.
The graphics thing and everything that's going off, it's
a bonus,
not really,
isn't it? I looked at Evolve and the graphics look amazing for it, but it is a bonus, you know. It's a dark game. It's not hard to make graphics look good when things are dark. So, anyway, that was a side note. Sorry, Greg.
It's okay. So, Mr. Webster, who couldn't make the show this week, he actually shot over a quick email. Yeah, he shot over a quick email. He said, "Hey y'all, happy show day!
What up?
E3 prediction to throw into the mixer: Fallout 4. Now this is unlikely due to Bethesda probably pushing as a publisher this year with Evil Within. However, Skyrim was released 3 years ago this November. With that in mind, I think it would be great to showcase the Bethesda Softworks project coming up, which has to be Fallout 4.
Absolutely."
Yeah, it's worthy of a tease. I think even if they're concentrating on marketing something that's nearer, it'll get a tease.
I don't think it's a tease, man. I think it's like, boom, gameplay, this is it.
But, Mike, we haven't played New Vegas yet.
Yeah, I think it doesn't come out, because I think they want everybody concentrating on Skyrim Online. But I could see them just coming out with a tease and it just being the same thing again at war. War never changes.
War.
All right, we have more predictions. Fraser, he sent in an email real quickly highlighting some of his predictions because he also couldn't make the show. So we backfilled in our star people with some of our old deadbeats. I mean, you guys. all right, he said for Nintendo, Wii U SKU without video screen controller. It's craziness.
Yeah, what would you eat your dinner off?
I said a Metroid game and an English version of Yo-Kai Watch is coming. I don't understand that. Yo-Kai Watch?
Oh, yeah. I've heard about that.
All right.
All the kids in Japan are... it's sort of a kid's game, like Skylanders. There's toys with it and all.
Near field communication.
Japan.
Japan. He says for Sony, VR. Definitely probably on stage. Last Guardian coming out, but not until 2015. Not likely. Shadow of the Colossus 2. Shadow of the Colossus 2 breaking out. And then for Microsoft. He threw a VR headset with a question mark, so I don't know how confident he is standing behind that. But he thinks that they're going to have some kind of answer for that. And then Banjo-Kazooie game coming in. So a new Banjo-Kazooie game.
Yeah, I've heard this. I've heard people say this.
Yeah, well, Rare dropped staff, didn't they? So maybe they're having to change direction now because Kinect is
like no good for them no more.
Yeah, you know, Phantom Dust and... I'll even say, I bet we see a Project Dark reboot.
Okay.
Just let that linger out there.
I don't know. Mm. The last one was so bad.
It was, but it's still a good IP.
Oh, what was the one that Stu had to buy you lunch for again? What was that? It was
Mirror's Edge 2.
Mirror's Edge 2. We've never heard anything more else about that, have we?
Yeah. Doesn't EA have a conference, again? Though?
Yeah, EA will have a conference. Yeah. They will definitely.
And EA and Ubisoft have a conference, don't they?
Yep. EA, Ubisoft, and Activision, I believe, also is going to do a conference this year, which
that's rare.
Is rare, yes. All right. Well, we did get a few other responses on the Twitter sphere. So I'll run through some of these real quickly. So Headcase chimed in with E3 will be filled with logo splash screens of games to be released in 2016.
Mm.
Consoles will sit largely dormant except for one or two AAA notables. So that is an interesting thing that some people have been rumoring that this E3 is going to be a little less exciting than a lot of people are anticipating. That they're maybe not getting as much new and exciting stuff coming out in the coming year.
I think that's wrong.
I would too. Pete chimed in saying, I predict that Mirror's Edge 2 will be effing awesome.
There you go. Yep. Here's Pete. Yep. He's always right. There's Pete.
And Step J, he predicts a riot. Just a riot.
I predict a riot.
Yes. All right. Well, we did have a couple other tweets I wanted to throw in. These aren't E3 related, but we did
read
have,
them out anyway, Greg.
Yes. Matthew W. On the Twitter sphere is at MTB_Matt1. He was the Trials Fusion. He got to number one on the PS4, I believe, in the last challenge. And he said, got to number one on the PS4 Trials Fusion challenge. The effort was worth it. Right now we're doing Balancing Act. If you have Trials Fusion on a PS4, Xbox One, you probably could do it on the PS3. I don't know if it's even out on the PS3, to be honest. Xbox 360 or PC, we're doing challenge. We're taking all of the different scores and the distances, so get on it. David Morton also chimed in. He said, hey guys, I'm looking for a co-op partner for F1 2013 on the PS3.
Nope.
If you could give a shout out on the podcast to anyone who might be wanting to team up. Apparently that is not Mike. David, sorry, not Mike.
No, sorry, Dave. I have played that game because my friend likes it. And right. No, I can't play it. I did one lap, Greg, and that lap did not end very well.
I'm surprised you didn't fall asleep while you were talking about that racing game. Halfway through, just racing game.
I do like racing games, but like I like my arcade, like Split Second and Blur, things like that.
Maybe Primrose.
Forza Horizon.
No, I never played it.
What was it? Formula One?
One 2013 on the old PS Triple.
I don't know the Formula One. I played it at Eurogamer. I don't like it.
Sorry, David. Well, hopefully other listeners who do like it. I know there are some out there. And they do like the Formula Ones. Formula One, pretty popular. So throw it out there.
I hope you get sorted out with a partner.
I'm sure you will. All right, we are moving on. We're going to just jump into the second half of the podcast.
Yeah, let's go.
Which, let's face it, we've already gone past the second half of the podcast. We're actually in the twilight of the podcast now.
It's almost Sunday.
Yes, it is almost Sunday. So games coming out
Bank
next
holiday
week.
Over.
Yes, May 27th, that's Tuesday. Everybody will get to enjoy Watch Dogs. It's coming out to pretty much everything under the sun. Except for the Wii U.
And the Game Boy Advance.
I'm just nervous for it. Nervous.
You're nervous for it?
I'm excited for it. I'm looking forward to it. Monster Mon Piece. That comes out for the Vita. Mind Zero. Also for the Vita. The Sly Collection. Wrapping up Vita games coming out on Tuesday. Then we've got Final Fantasy III for the PC. Dracula 4 Shadow of the Dragon also coming out to PC.
Oh, fuck off. Count.
Moving on to Wednesday, May 28th, you've got Kill the Bad Guy. That's coming out for PC.
That's a really original name. I know. What do we call this game? Kill the Bad Guy.
Kill the Bad Guy.
That's what you do.
Then we've got Slender, The Arrival, coming out to the Xbox 360. Mind Zero for the Vita, as well as Borderlands 2 on the Vita, and this is specifically for Australia. And Dracula 5, Dracula 5, The Blood Legacy comes out to PC, along with Growing Pains, Raiden 4 Overkill for the PS Triple out in Europe, and Blaze Blue Continuum Shift 2 for the 3DS in Japan, along with, oh god, here we go. Darumushi Sports 10 for the 3DS. Night Squadron for PC, along with Monochroma for PC. And moving out to Friday, May 30th, in the US and Europe on the Wii U, Mario Kart 8. That's happening. Global ATC, as an air traffic controller simulator, comes out to the PC in Europe. Worms Battlegrounds coming to the Xbox One and PS4 in Europe and Australia. Borderlands 2 for the Vita in Europe. And Pandora First Contact for PC, along with The Stomping Land, The Fall, and that is all. Did you like that? Hey, look,
good.
Cat.
Yeah, good. Tight.
All right. Well, that does it for new releases, which means we're moving into the playdates, which we've got a whole bunch of challenges going on right now. So the first one I'll talk about real quickly is the Trials Fusion Challenge. We talked about this before. It is a cross-platform challenge.
How are you doing in that challenge, Greg?
I'm doing all right. So this week's challenge, it's number 3, we're doing the Greenhorn Grove Balancing Act. So this is where you have nothing but gas or brake, and you have to go as far as you possibly can. I was super excited because I cracked 1,000 feet, which put me kind of high up. And I was, for a brief moment, I think number 2 on my leaderboard list. And then John Rambo and Steve-O 1982, as well as I-Pete, all crushed me with huge scores. Over 1,200 feet for both of them, or all three of them, I should say. So it pretty much is between the three of them, I think, for top score. It's fun stuff. And we're tracking, like I said, on the PS4, you just need to make sure you friend Marcanix. On the Xbox One, make sure you friend myself, Murphy's Law. And then on PC or on the Xbox 360, it's Womble MK3. And anybody on our friends list gets tracked into the challenge, and we post up the results after the 2 weeks. So you have until Friday, May 30th at 9 p.m. GMT, 4 p.m. EST, 1 p.m. PST, or 9 p.m. Gross Mountain Time, 4 p.m. Estimated Time, and 1 p.m. Parsnip Time.
One day you're going to say that to somebody that doesn't really understand why you say Gross Mountain Time. They're going to go, what?
Yes. It's kind of already happened. I'll just throw that out there. All right. The next challenge is the Beat Bongo Forza 5 Hot Lap Challenge. Bongo, why don't you update us? What is going on here?
Well, the whole idea is that you beat my time and become the top of the leaderboard, and you'll win a tenner, 10 quid, or and the equivalent in dollars. The track we're running on is on Forza 5, a Road Atlanta Class C car, no assists. You can have the line, contact me. There's a wee video, we can show you how to get it set up. This challenge has been unbelievably competitive. The 1:03 barrier has now been broken. We're now, two of us are now down to the 1:02. It is unbelievable how tight this is. The top five are separated with less than 2 seconds. So yep. There's just over a week to go up until the next Saturday week. That's the 31st. So join in. And Ball Bag is at the top of the charts at the moment at a fantastic time of 102.694. And I'm 0.9282. So there's a couple of tenths in it. So it's just fabulous. The Henwood's up in there. He's promising to do a fantastic lap at the last minute. And we've got the Fizzler and a guy called Steve-O 1982. He's now in here as well with a really, really good time there at the 104s. So, yeah, that's great fun. Join in. Got a week to go. Get your Forza times in there. Please grab me as a friend and so I can see you on the leaderboards. And join in the fun. It's great to see so many people joining in this time around again.
Excellent. I would like to apologize real quickly for the listeners. If you've been hearing this loud breathing noise, that is Richard Primrose dancing around his room, apparently. Apparently, it's taking effort, but he has taken us on a tour of his entire living room. And at one point, I thought he was jumping out the window. I have to admit, I really thought he was jumping out the window.
I thought he was going.
Drebin? Drebin?
All right. So also going on right now, we have the Gamer Score and Trophy Challenge. Rich, just pull the mic away from your nose. Just please.
Rich, get some cardiovascular exercise.
You thought I was bad.
Look, it wouldn't be the same unless you had the noises, man. Come on.
It would. It really would. all right, so Gamerscore Trophy Challenge. Marcanix is running this. He does it every year. It started on May 3rd at 0000 time, UK. Anyway, yeah, it is basically a huge GamerScore challenge where you are trying to get as many trophies or GamerScore as you can in the set time of it ending, I believe. I don't know when it ends. It ends sometime. It's like a month from now. So it's going to run for 2 months. It'll end Saturday, the 5th of July at midnight in the UK. So that there you go. Saturday, May 5th. You have until then. Get as many GamerScore trophies or just GamerScore points as you can. And he's tracking it. He has this crazy spreadsheet that's converting trophies to points. So we're tracking both sides of it. So I guess there's a trophy winner and a GamerScore winner. And you win prizes. Mm-hmm. And speaking of prizes, we have the Victories Achieved contest. It's all kinds of stuff going on right now. Yes, Victories Achieved. So if you complete a game, and you do that every once in a while, just whip out your cell phone. Take a selfie with the game in the background, and you're going to send that off to @g4te.com, spell the dot. And you get entered into a contest for winning a game. The contest is to win $20 either on PSN, Xbox Live, or Steam. But basically, you have to beat the game to get into the contest. You can enter as many times as you want.
Hashtag it. Victories achieved.
Thank you, Rich. Yes. Hashtag that. Victories achieved. And
not been gone that long.
No, you have not been gone that long. All right. Bongo, why don't you read out the closing notes, because I'm tired. I'm tired of talking.
Oh, dear. You're a tired, tired, tired boy.
I'm an old man.
Okay. Yeah, well, goodness me. Just as well, they can't see us on video. all right. Well, look, guys, if you'd like to email the show, and I'd love to see some emails come in from you, please. Random questions, gaming questions, personal questions, relationship problems. Send them in to podcast@g4te.com. Of course, you can tweet us directly at @OC_podcast. And please, iTunes reviews are more than welcome. Please, guys, that helps us get up the charts so more people can hear us and see us. And you'll see us on Stitcher. And then I've got a YouTube channel there as well. So, please, a wee review would be lovely. And so just to close out the show, Richard... would you have any shout-outs for anybody you'd like to say hello to?
Yeah, definitely. Shout-out all the people that are podcasting still, because I still like listening. Veteran Gamer Boys, all of the OC boys.
Whoop.
Giant Bomb, still find them very entertaining. Always
they listen to us every week.
Yeah, and the old Boss Wave. Fellas, as well. I've got a shout out what I'm doing, for God's sake, man. So I ran away.
Shameless plug, you have.
I ran away. and basically, now, for some strange reason, started the radio station up. And it is based. It's got a website, so it's Saturo Sounds, or one word.
Is it not DJ Sick Boy?
No.
What about MC Badmans?
There's no MCs on this. I'm telling you that much, mate.
I could be an MC. Shout out to the Manchester Massive. Bomb da da bomb da da bomb da da da. Just let me know. Just say the word and I'm on. Yo, shout out to the Manchester Massive. Big up to the Birmingham Pro Brip Sides.
Oh my God.
You're in. Yeah, so CenturoSounds.com, and also we're on
CenturoSound.
That's Mike after this. Sound bites. We're in. I want 5 minutes of sound bites. Yeah, so tune into it. Right, so you go, it's all online. You can get a mobile app. Mike, get your phone out.
Right. I have a phone.
MIXLR.
It's a Nokia 3210. Would that do?
Yes, you're in.
Okay. Snake on it.
Right. What app am I downloading for this?
M-I-X-L-R.
M-I-X-L-R. Mixlar.
Yes. I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Share live audio.
Yes, that's the one.
Okay. Yeah, and then when I open the app, what happens then? Stop it, Bongo.
You just search for Saturo Sounds.
And that's Saturo Sounds. TV.
Spell it for me, because I can't spell.
It'll be in the show notes.
It's Latin. S-A-T-U-R-O.
The audience can read the show notes.
Yeah. S-A-T-U-R-O.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's it. Job done.
Bam. Or follow Richard Primrose on Twitter, because he talks about it all the time.
That's all that comes
from. No, stop. Facebook is just getting some spam.
Yes. Rich, anything else?
Why not? I haven't been here for a while. I want to shout out Chris Matthew, because I still see him on Facebook. And
see him somewhere. Man's disappeared off the face of the earth.
I like my Christopher Matthew. He's a great guy.
Fun with him this afternoon. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was trying to work out how to take a screenshot of his iPhone, and he was asking Twitter, and it turned into chaos.
He didn't know how to take a picture of his iPhone, a screenshot of his iPhone.
Didn't know. No, wasn't sure.
What a noob.
Yes.
Don't kill
you
me.
You said this. Facebook.
Yeah, in the words exactly. of Chris Matthew, Mike, I will come kill you.
And now I'm going to hand over to Mr. Robin Date.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, I'd like to say hello and hi to Richard that's not here, and to my little buddy, my little pet. I like to stroke him and call him George. That would be Fraser Moores. Yeah, we miss you, Fraser. You're a nice lad. And yeah, that's about me this week. To Red Dead Redemption 2 and Sponge Cake. Done. And Mike, would you like to say hello to anybody?
Yeah. I'll say hello to Stuart Fowler from the Veteran Gamers. It's a great podcast. I would also like to say hello to Eric Piotrowski, because you know, he's also on the Veteran Gamers. And also, I would like to shout out.
It's not on this week though, is it? Because I've heard that somebody was doing a terrible job of soundbites.
Yeah, I was. It was awful.
Speaking of awful, thank you for that, Mike.
Why? What happened? Yes, I would like to shout out. You guys, for having me on. It's always good fun. No, Bongo, don't get your cock out. So, yeah, thanks for that. And I will pass it on to.
That's a bit rough.
Greg.
Brilliant. So before I...
Oh, and I forgot to record. Sorry, I don't mind.
Well, speaking of forgetting, I didn't read out the victories achieved.
Didn't you say you was going to do the...
Yeah, I completely fucking forgot.
He's all done so well. Well done.
Here we go. Victories achieved this week. Colin for the win finished Dark Souls 2. Marcanix finished Titanfall. Kryptonians finished The Walking Dead Episode 3. And The Wolf Among Us Episode 3. And Far Cry 3. All kinds of threes there.
Yeah.
Amaras 89 finished Back to the Future Episode 4. Bongo the Sane finished
The
Walking Dead Season 2, Episode 3. Thanks for that, Mike
that
Chin. Or Robin, whatever.
Yes!
Yeah. And Hardly Dan finished Jurassic Park Episode 1 and 1 through 4.
What?
And Companion Cube finished Gears of War.
Gears of War 1? What a guy! What a guy, Companion Cube.
Yes. I also want to shout out Rygos Gaming, because fighting cancer is a good cause, so you can support them. Just
kick cancer's ass.
Twitter at Rygos. Yes. I want to shout out the three of you turds, because this has been a blast. As always.
What in your tiny mind made you think it was a good idea to get all of us lot back together again and introduce video into it?
Some of the worst ideas are the best ideas.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to hear a little bit of Centuro Sounds?
Not really, but I'm sure you're going to anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter what you say, to be honest, Greg. Here we go.
Thanks, Chen. It's almost bloody Sunday. Will you hurry up?
Yeah!
I hope that's one of his mixes.
Bow to the bow down to the reload. Mr. DJ. Shout out to my main man, Greg Dalacy. Shout out to my main man, Skulldoggera. Shout out to my right man, not you, Bongo. I'm gonna leave you out of the MC. Boom to the boom to the boom to the reload. It works. Think about it, Skull. Think about it. Put it in the maybe pile.
Listeners, if I could control the audio recording, I would have actually stopped it already. I really would have, but I don't have the ability.
Mike Chin's video. Fuck it. Oh, I want my camera. I've got to take a picture of that.
On that note, I think we're done.
See? Wouldn't you want to wouldn't you want to see this on YouTube, listeners? You don't know what I'm doing right now.
They would have, but we couldn't. And yeah, that's a whole story for a different day. But yeah, Rich,
looks
you got to
like
sort
Doctor
that
Who.
Out.
Cool.
Can we end this?
This has been fun.
Yeah. Can
I
we end it?
Go to bed somewhere.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Bank holiday
let's
weekend.
Let's all go to bed. All
right.
All right.
No, we deal with cameras. I'm not doing that bit. Yeah. No, I've got.
Turn it to the wall.
Guys, great to see you. Really great to see you. Unfortunately, I haven't seen Richard all night, so on that doesn't work. This worked.
Yeah.
I like seeing these guys to do that. That's neat.
You pay attention more.
You look very disapproving far too much.
Who?
Me?
Yes.
Well, it's because I'm fucking having to rodeo the three of you in.
Well, do you think he's joking when he's? Do you think he's joking when he's like, "Oh, fucking shut up, Primrose," or you know what I mean? Do you think that's a laugh? He's being real.
There he goes again.
Yep. Now you know the truth. This is
so
real face.
Thanks. Well, we're done. Are we done?
We are done. We're out of here.
Greg's
so
done.
So I'm off to the Atlanta.
Greg's done for
no,
the
we're,
year.
We're done. We're leaving.
Bye. Okay, we're recording just normal audio now.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
Normal audio. Here we go.
I still can't see Robin.
Why?
I still can't see you.
It's good to get the reaction for once.
Yeah.
I got the visual reaction of the pissed off Greg.
You know what I'm really depressed as? I don't have a beer.
Can you not see Robin?
I can see all of you.
I can see all of you.
Yes.
I can't see you, Richard.
I can't see Robin.
Maybe it's for the best. We're still recording, Mike?
Yep.
I'm disappointed. Ooh. I can see it. What the hell? Okay.
Here we go.
For the love of monkeys.
Did I not mute?
Do you ever fucking mute?
It's funny
because this dude up there.
Because now I can see. I just saw Greg go. Fuck's sake.
My favorite actually is Primrose, which I predict by the end of the podcast he will be asleep.
Yeah,
this is what happens. I just go like this, and then that's it.
Yeah, but now we can go. Fucking wake up.
There, I muted properly. All right. Time.
Yes, you did.
I'm muted now.
Georgia?
I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about? Georgia?
I'm going to Georgia. Atlanta. Okay. Atlanta? Right. Yeah.
When?
What's it like? Is that close to you?
No.
It's smaller.
It's fucking like on the other side of the country.
I'm barbecuing in with some Americans tomorrow.
Congratulations. You will have good
barbecuing Americans.
Yeah.
We're tasty.
Yeah.
Season us well.
Don't take those Canadians. They're too hard to clean out. Too tough.
Yeah. They're Arizonians.
Do you trim it or do you just go completely bald? You know, let's all be honest.
You have to leave a little bit there.
I think so.
But you have to escape. You have to manscape.
Yes. Just take it all off. It makes your cut a lot longer.
I don't need help in that department, Primrose. And we could also tell when Primrose is falling asleep.
I know. At one point, I literally thought he was falling asleep. I was like, here we go.
My eyes went once. They did go once.
Yeah. And then you started fucking walking around the room carrying the camera with you.
That's what I do to wake up. I realize that. Now I've got something to play with.
I really thought you were going outside the window at one point. If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
Too many, some people say.
Come on,
some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So, check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.